Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. Squad is going to get the realness. But y'all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitched him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skills and talent to guests all from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing, we yawn. That it's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing. Everybody, welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are in the building. We are your hosts. I go by the name of T Real.
And I'm Lizzy Nay.
We're here. We're back in the building, airing on a Wednesday because another one of those busy weeks for us. And here we are, Eric. I gotta get something to drink. Like my voice is like cracking. Here we are, Eric, again on a Wednesday, you know, and all this crazy stuff going on. But you know, by all means, find a way to get it done. Keep in mind that we still our normal airtime is Tuesdays at 10:00 p.m. Eastern time. That's still our normal airtime, you know. But it was just one of those crazy weeks. Crazy, hectic weeks, you know, and it's either don't do a show at all or postpone it, do it later on a Wednesday. And, you know, we would rather do a later show than not do a show at all. You know what I mean? Because the show must go on, and we got to keep flooding y'all with this content because there's always something to talk about, you know. And, you know, we got to feed our audience, you know what I mean? We only air once a week, so we got to give you that weekly dosage, you know. And Lizzy, how was your day? How what's been going on with you? How was your day and how was your week been?
Oh, well, apparently I'm catching a cold. It was crazy. It's been a crazy week so far. Busy. The holidays are coming, so everybody is freaking sick. So it's just been nuts. And nuts. I mean, the only good side is you know, it's always good to have a bonus check. But I got mine.
Yeah,
I haven't got a bonus check in probably about 3 months. So we used to get them every 2, but I've been doing not so good on my inventory, so people are stealing my shrimp and everything. So,
what do you mean? Like, how does that work? You mean like people from the same department or from what do you mean by that? Like actual customers stealing shrimp?
Yeah, customers.
How? Is it behind the glass?
Huh?
It's behind the glass, right? Like, y'all got, like, the glass, right? And it's behind the glass, right?
No. We actually have, like, frozen doors.
And
oh,
like little freezers.
Yeah, they're in freezer doors. So, you know, it's easy access.
Oh.
So,
got you.
Yeah, so it's easy for them. Now, my crab legs ain't out there. They're behind the glass because go steal them like crazy. And a 30-pound case of crab legs is over a grand. So
what? It's over what?
A grand.
A grand. $1,000.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, who would need that much anyway? Like, what's like? That's like some party type stuff, like a big party.
I mean, as far as like a huge case, like a 30-pound case, no. But like, people don't order that much crab legs unless it's during like New Year's.
Like maybe a Super Bowl or something like that.
Yeah, but that's just a cost that the company pays for. You know, it's a grand. So crab legs are $11 a pound right now. So when you really break it down, if they're getting stolen, I'm not getting anything. But if they're buying them, I'm still not making much off of them. If you really, really break it down, the profit is very low off of them, what I'm actually getting. So it's all numbers. But still, the whole point
is...
Like
you get commission?
No. I mean, as far as my sales go, like...
I was about to say, I ain't know y'all get commission. That's crazy.
I mean, a bonus check is almost like commission. You're getting something.
So you get a bonus if you do, like, real good, you get a bonus?
Yeah, like, if my inventory is good, my sales are good, then I'll get a bonus. Now,
So basically, you try to stay on top of that to make sure that you're able to get those bonuses.
Yeah, but there's only so much I can do.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah,
I mean, well, how was your week?
Hectic, you know, a lot of ripping and running and, you know, doing, you know, what I gotta do, you know, to make the show continue to roll. Not this show, but the show of life. That show. You know what I mean? Gotta make sure the little one's straight and, you know, gotta get things done. You know what I mean? And you know, just all the little stuff, the music, the show, you know, the little one. Just got to make sure I got other stuff I'm involved in and stuff that takes time and, you know, running errands here and there. And, you know, just a lot of little stuff going on. It's like a combination of a lot of little things going on that is really time-consuming. But it's actually kind of cool. Because when you got a lot going on, you're not really bored as much. You know what I mean? Like, if you're single and you don't have a lot going on, it's like, you know, you'll find yourself bored a lot. You know what I mean? But if you got stuff going on, it keeps you occupied, it keeps you rolling. You know what I mean? So your mind don't start to wander off. You just, like, you focus. You know what I mean? So I'm focused right now. So, you know what I mean? Gotta do what you gotta do, you know?
At the end of the day.
That's really what it boils down to. And hey man, I just gotta say, man, you know, for the dedicated listeners, like, you know, don't lose faith in us, you know what I mean? Don't get caught in us not airing on time recently. Like, don't allow that to sway your decision to check us out on a Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, just been, you know, some, you know, a lot of little stuff going on lately. Nizzy with her job and me and all my stuff I got going on. You know, holidays are coming up, so I know it's going to be times where, Nissa, you're not going to be able to get on a Tuesday at 10 Eastern time because of the holidays. You know what I mean? So there will be times coming up where you're going looking. We're not airing again on a Tuesday at 10, but don't, you know, disregard that, because if it happens on a week here and there, like, it's not going to always be like that. Like, our air time is Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern time. If we don't air on a Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern time, rest assured, something going on with Nizzy's job, or I was busy or something, and we couldn't get on, you know. But the following Tuesday, you know, look forward to checking us out on Tuesday at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern time, you know. So just want to program that and all the listeners' psyches, you know what I mean? Program that, lock that in, you know what I mean? Make sure you know. And with that said, you know, we have a very interesting topic tonight. Tonight's topic is, do you have jungle fever? And basically, you know, we seen the movie, like, we know, you know what I mean? Well, if you're a millennium baby, you might not know. Because that's like an old school thing. That's like an 80s thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's like if you wasn't born in the 80s, you might not be hip. Because I haven't heard that term in a long time. Like, when the last time you heard somebody use that term, Nizzy?
Well, you know, we actually say it at work. I think I actually have said it to somebody. They looked at me like, what? I was like, you don't know what that is? I guess I really am old. Jeez. But yeah, that I probably have said it like recently, actually. So, but other than that, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, that's that old school right there. But yeah, because like, you know, I remember, like, I used to hear that term quite frequent, but now you just hear interracial dating. And interracial dating is the more, you know, politically correct term.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you hear that more so now. And I guess it's like, to some people, it's like, you know, some people are like super sensitive. And I don't think it's anyone more sensitive than two groups. LGBT community and the feminists. Those two groups are by far the most, like, sensitive ones I've ever, like, you know, wow, really, really, you know what I mean? Watch what you say. And I'm thinking that as far as the jungle fever term, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, people probably got offended by it and was like, no, that's offensive because I have interracial children or whatever. And because, you know, it's just like it went away. It's just like all of a sudden nobody says it anymore. So I think it's like how gays feel about the F word, how blacks feel about the N word type of thing. Like, you know, like it's like, don't, you know what I mean? Don't use that term or whatever. I'm kind of just, that's just what I'm thinking it could possibly be, because it did just kind of disappear. And, you know, one thing I learned is getting older is, like, trying to be, at least while we're on the show. Private life is a different story. While we're on the show, we've got this audience listening, like, try to be mindful and, you know, use more politically correct terms. But jungle fever to me is not like I don't find it offensive. Like, if a white person say they got jungle fever, I'm not offended. I don't see why, you know, a white person would be offended if I say, hey, you got jungle fever because you like black guys or whatever. So we're using that term tonight. But, you know, jungle fever and interracial dating is the same thing, basically. You know,
mm-hmm.
And do you have jungle fever? Meaning, do you, if you're black, do you like white women or guys? You know, or do you like Because I don't really look at it as just, I think it's when it comes to jungle fever, it's typically about a white and a black person. But I look at it as like, if the skin tone is different regardless of the race, jungle fever. So like a black guy, to me, a black guy and a Asian woman, like Chinese, Japanese, whatever, that's still jungle fever as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me? So, you know, now, you know, like a white person and an Italian person, to me, Italians are white. So, like, that's not jungle fever. You know, y'all like the same skin tone. You know what I mean? If you're Jamaican and Mexican, that's still, like, I can, depending on the shade of the Mexican. Some Mexicans are, like, dark. They look like they're black. You feel me? So it depends on the shade. And, you know, it just depends. The shade definitely matters. The shade definitely matters. You know, but typically, it's a black and a white person, typically. You know, a black person dating a white person, typically. Because you think about jungle fever, you think about zebra stripes, and that's black and white. You know what I mean? So, Nizzy, do you have jungle fever? This should be interesting.
No. No?
No?
No,
so you don't like... You're not interested in white guys? Like, you don't find white guys sexually, physically appealing? No?
No. No.
Really? You've never been attracted to a white guy before? Never?
I would not say never, because when I was younger, I was. Like, that's all I liked, white guys. When I was younger, like, in that
time, when's the last time you saw a white guy and found him attractive?
High school.
For real? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's surprising. I just knew you was gonna start like name dropping some celebs or something.
No, I don't.
Wow.
I don't know. It changed as I got older. I don't know. It just changed because I would say probably middle school and high school, I was attracted to nothing but white men. Like, nothing but white men. That's it. And then as I got older, it just changed. What happened, but it changed. And ever since that, I've never been attracted to a white man ever. Ever. It's not appealing to me. I don't know why.
Wow, that's I'm totally surprised. I was not expecting that.
But you know what I have noticed is if it's a black female that is attracted to a white man, she is usually really dark. Like, she's really dark skinned. If she's I've noticed that. Anytime I've seen a black female with a white man, she is really dark skinned. I've never really seen a light skinned female with a white man. Never.
I will say, I kind of agree with that. Like, most of the time when I see a black woman with a white guy, it's typically a darker shaded black woman, typically.
I just thought that was really strange. Like, really strange. I've never seen really any light-skinned females date a white man. Never have seen it. I thought it was strange. And now, that doesn't even, white women, they'll go for any black man, dark skin, light skin, they go for them all.
You think so? You think it's different when it comes to white women versus black,
I think,
with black men?
No, I think that some white women are scared of some dark-skinned men. I think they're scared of them. And that's why they don't date them. But I have seen some white women with dark-skinned men, but I think they scare them. Like, if a white female thinks a black man is, you know, sexy, he's usually, most likely, he's light-skinned. He's not dark. Unless he's, like, some celebrity or something.
I mean, well, when you and your female friends have girl talk or whatever, you know, is that something that ever comes up? You know, like, do y'all ever talk about, you know, interracial dating and stuff like that? Like, do y'all ever, like, get into that stuff?
Yeah, occasionally.
Because, like, I mean, but, you know, men, you got the barbershop talk, and women, I guess, is the coffee shop talk or whatever. So, like, when it comes to black women, who is, like, that white guy right now? It's like, that's the white guy that all the black women are like, you know, they would want him. You know, that's, like, their ideal, you know, white guy that they would want to date or whatever.
A white guy? I haven't heard any really pop out.
Really? Because, see, guys, we talk. So.
Women
I
talk
can give
too.
You some names, but guys, we're not really that choicy. Like, women are way more picky than men. You know what I mean? So it's not going to take a lot for us to say, oh, yeah, well, yeah. Her, she cool, yep, I'll take that, yep, that's cool, you know, like, we not, like, you know, I guess we analyze things different, because women, jeez, I mean, first thing y'all do when y'all see a guy is look at his shoes, look at what he got on, it's like, we care about that, we don't care that much about that, it's like, we want you to be clean or whatever,
you know,
but.
You know what, that is. Like, when I'm at work and all of us are all the women are talking and we see some hot man walking by, we really don't look at their shoes. We look at their body. And I think the first thing that really pops out at us is their eyes. Do they have pretty eyes?
Eyes? Really?
Eyes.
That sounds like something like guys. That's what we do. Like, that's one thing that definitely catches our attention. Y'all eyes.
This is not a younger group. This is an older group. So okay, I'm an old lady now. Okay, I
30 and over club. Welcome, Nizzy.
So you know. As I've gotten older, it has
30 and over.
It changes.
Welcome to the 30 Club, baby. Welcome to the 30 and over club. How does it feel to be the big 3-0?
I mean, it don't feel great.
You got any gray hairs yet? Any strands of gray yet?
Hell to the no. Hell no.
You ain't got no grays. Not no grays.
No grays. My mom didn't even get a gray hair. My mom didn't get a gray hair till she was 45. So.
Most women I know by the time they're 30, they got some grays. So you're fortunate.
The girl I work with, she is the same age as I am, and she's got gray hairs everywhere. Everywhere. I'm like, oh, my God. How does that happen?
30 years old with a whole bunch of gray hair.
Yeah, I mean, gray hairs everywhere. I'm like, how is that possible?
That stuff is genetic. Because I don't have no grays at neither, you know. I have not seen a gray hair yet, but I'm pretty sure the more I talk about it, the quicker it's going to come. And you know, I'm older than you, and I have not seen any grays. So I think it's genetics. Cause I've seen people in their 20s with grays. I've seen people in their teens, you know. I've seen people in their teens like, with a strand of gray here and there. My son had a gray hair, Nizzy.
Yes.
Toddler with a gray strand. Yes. I'm like, wow. I didn't even think that was possible, unless like you had like some type of like illness or something. But yeah, he's healthy and he's got a gray strand. Yep. So I think it's really genetic, like you know, as far as like how quick it comes and all of that stuff. Would that be a turn off for you? Like, would you have an issue like a guy with a head full of gray hair tried to talk to you? Would that automatically be a rejection because you feel like he's old because he's got a head full of gray?
I have talked to somebody that has that gray, it wasn't, like, really gray, but it was all over his head. But his face looked so young. So, I might have to tell him to color it.
Like, why don't you just go ahead and get your hair dyed or whatever?
Because it probably wouldn't bother
you. But you know, sometimes people get sick from, like, dyeing their hair, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not like that could be like a health risk. You know that, right? Like, especially
if
you do it a lot.
If you're constantly doing it, yeah.
Yeah, like, so you could have like an allergic reaction to it, or, you know, I've seen cases where people got like real sick from that. Like, so, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking, like, if a woman hair full of gray, I ain't gonna lie, that would, like, I don't know how I would take that either. Like, even me as a guy, and guys are way less picky than women, but a woman with a hair full of gray, it would make me feel old. Like, if I am dating someone with a hair full of gray, jeez, yeah, I see what you mean. Like, yeah, I don't know. That's, you know, something to really think about. I mean, she got a banging body. And a hair full of gray, I think I'd sacrifice the hair full of gray for the banging body. Like, I don't know. I probably would make that sacrifice for that. Like, if I had to go with banging body or nice all-black hair, I'd probably go with the banging body. I ain't going to lie. But I definitely would not prefer a woman with all gray hair because I was like, I'm not 40 yet, I'm not 50. Like, it's easier to accept when you're older, but, you know, as a man in his 30s, I'm not looking to age any faster than I already am. You know what I mean? But, as far as Jungle Fever, I mean, I've, like, always, like, you know, had, like, a case of Jungle Fever. Like, I've always, like, liked, you know, women of other races, like, you know, I like Latina women, you know what I mean? Even find some Asian women attractive too, you know what I mean? And definitely find some white women attractive, you know what I mean? Because, like, skin tone is not everything to me. And I feel like women of all nationalities, you know, are capable of being very attractive, you know, regardless of the nationality or their skin tone or whatever. Like, you know, it's light, dark, whatever. You know what I mean? Fair skin, whatever. Like, I've found women attractive of, I never seen a certain race and was like, oh, that race of woman is just totally unattractive regardless of anything. I'm just like, no, because that's like kind of like racist to me. Like, I will say at least prejudice. It's at least prejudice, if not racist. Definitely prejudice for sure. You know what I mean? So to not be interested based on the nationality or the skin tone. You know what I mean? But then again, for me, the the appearance isn't everything anyway. You know what I mean? Like, the mentality plays a role, too. Like, that helps add to your sex appeal. So a woman that physically looks very attractive, but she got her face turned up, it's like, I wish you would speak to me, versus a woman who might not have the same type of assets, you know what I mean? But she's smiling, and she's got, like, this lovely aura about her. I would probably find her more attractive just based on the fact that, like, you know, she has a more of a pleasant presence, a more welcoming, inviting spirit. And that, to me, ties into the attraction as well. You know what I mean? And I think it's definitely interesting, though, you know, how, like, you know, different races, different nationalities and stuff like that, different groups of people, like, it's just different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you really can't, you, what I mean, right, you can't approach a white woman the same way you would an average white woman. You can't approach the same way as you would an average black woman. If you're, like, an average black guy, you're stuck in that mindset of only dealing with black people, because the conversation isn't going to translate the same. I mean, once you start using slang and ebonics, if she's not accustomed to be around black people and don't understand slang, she's probably going to think you ghetto and you're uneducated and you can't talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, true.
It's you know, it's interesting getting out there mingling with different people and stuff and seeing how, like, all depending on where you're from, what part of town, what county or whatever, you know what I mean, how different, you know, how different people are, you know, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I have noticed is that black men are way more open to other races than, let's say, white men. Or even Hispanic.
I would strongly agree with that statement. I would strongly agree. We seem to be the least judgmental of, like, the different, like, you know, the different groups. You know, black men seem to be the least, like, judgmental towards interracial dating. You know, because out of every guy I know, I don't know one guy that's, like, you know, a friend of mine or an affiliate of mine that's like, oh, no, she's Latina. I wouldn't know. She's Chinese. I wouldn't, or, you know, a particular race or whatever. It's like, no, nah, I wouldn't. She's white. I wouldn't, just because, like, I don't know nobody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know any person that I know personally. I don't know anybody that thinks like that out of all the black guys that I know. And 95% of the people I know are black. You know what I mean? So I would agree with that statement. You know, based on the small percentage of people I know, you know.
I just noticed that just by looking around at interracial dating, a black man would easily date an Asian woman. You know, and I have seen it. A lot of interracial dating is with black men. You know, a lot of it is. You know, because Asian, and whether you're Asian, Korean, Chinese, they usually stay within their own race. They really don't.
Typically, they do. Typically, for sure. Yeah, that's facts.
Even Hispanics, now I've seen some Hispanics, you know, date black women and date black men, but it's not that big. But I have seen it. And white men, they usually stay within their own race, too. Unless they
definitely depends. When it comes to white men, definitely depending on what type of white white men you're talking about, because when you look at these college campuses and stuff.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. It depends on, you know, how they grew up. Because if they were, raised, majority was, you know, around black people, that's typically they may step outside of their race. Because that's what they were raised around. With them, it depends on what they're raised around. That's why you see a lot of white women with black men, because they were raised around that. And usually their mother has dated black men. They've known somebody to date black men. That's what they're raised around. But a typical white man, you're right. You ask them if they ever would date a black woman, they have their face, their whole face changes. I'm like, what the hell? Like, we discuss you. No, y'all got attitude. Are you scared?
I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of true. Like, black, man, I love my sisters, man. But, jeez, I tell you, man, some of the most cold rejections, like, come from black women. Like, you'll see, like, you know, like, I mean, you see cold rejections from any race, but some black women just take it to another level, boy. Woo! Wow. You'd be sitting there like, wow, that was ill. Like, jeez. Wow. You know, so there can be some truth to that. Like, What's the most harsh rejection you ever gave a guy? The most harsh.
I think that I really rejected them because I didn't want to really look stuck up. Even though I never would call them, and I knew I wasn't going to. I kind of felt stuck. I would say, no, I'm good. I mean, that's all I would say.
Nothing harsh about that.
But some men don't know how to take that. Even if you say that, they think you stuck up. Oh, I'm not good enough for you? Like, what the hell? Well, just take down my number. Like, I already said I'm good. Like, leave me alone. That's why women, I think that's why some women have it. Some men don't understand that no means no. And that's why they have attitude. Because then you get the stank face, and some will even call your name. And it wasn't even like you was, you know, being rude about it, but they will still feel some type of way about it. And that's why women have attitudes. I mean,
I feel you on that, but I mean, I see situations where it's the first time they ever cross paths, and you're like, well, hey, how you doing? It's like, you're just nothing. It's like, that is something to me. Like, I'm glad I wasn't, like, raised that way. First of all, I'm a guy. I don't know many guys that was, like, a woman would speak and they wouldn't. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm just glad I was, like, you know, raised around pleasant people. You know what I mean? People that's, like, not, you know, uptight or not, like, just have that nigga. Because, like, think about how rude that is. Like, think about how rude that is for, like, this, for somebody to speak and you not speak back, and you clearly hear them. And, he might be trying to talk to me, so let me not speak back. Like, it's like, you can still speak back. Like, you can not be with it, but still say hi. That don't mean you got to give me a number. To me, that is, like, disrespectful. So I personally feel like we got to do a show on rejection. We got to do a show. I would have a lot to say about that. We got to definitely do a show on rejection. You know what I mean? Like, what's appropriate and what's inappropriate? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I feel like we all need to hold ourselves to a certain standard to treat each other like human beings and not, like, make each other feel like less of a human. You know what I mean? So it's like we all got a responsibility to play and, like, you know, keeping positive energy. You know what I mean? Because you start treating each other like crap and doing crappy things to each other. Now you rewire a person's mentality. You know what I mean? And that stuff, you know, comes back on other people. You know what I mean? When people's mentality start to change because of how they treat it. So we all got to treat each other with a certain amount of dignity, pride, respect, you know. Yeah, I would love to do a show on that, for sure. For sure. Yeah, but I'm still surprised. Like, I just knew you was going to like, be like, this white guy, that white guy. I'm still shocked. You said you have not, like, been into white guys since high school.
No.
Wow. Because most black women I know, I will give black women credit on this. It seems to me that black men are quicker to want to date a white woman than black women are to date a white man. So black women do try to stick to their kind. I would give them some credit.
That's true. That is very, very true.
But most black women I know are, at least have a handful of white guys, like, yeah, I typically like black guys, but he could get it or whatever. You know what I mean? So it's just surprising to hear a woman, and, yeah, it's surprising to hear a black woman that's like, oh, no, I'm not into white guys at all. You know what? I see more white women saying that, but the only white woman I ever see saying that are the plus-size white women. Like, I don't recall ever, like, you know, seeing, like, Or the real, like, the white woman that sounds and acts black and grew up around black people. You know what I mean? But I can't recall seeing the blonde Barbie-looking, like, you know, nice shape and small waist and everything is right. The, you know, everything, top to bottom, is just, like, on the money, like supermodel type. You know what I mean? Like, I don't recall ever seeing like one of those white girls being like, oh, they only date black men. Because see, they realize that black men, we don't discriminate. So it's like, if you could be plus size, BBW, whatever you want to call it, like, and we totally fine with it. You know, we like a thick woman. You know, even if, you know, you probably need to get in the gym and drop some pounds, like, you're really a little overweight or whatever, and, like, we'll still, like, you know what I mean, be cool with it. You know, whereas though white men seem to be a lot more, like, judgmental on, like, a woman's body. You know what I mean? As far as, like, if she's, like, you know what I mean, too thick, you know, her butt is, like, too big. You know, a boob's too big or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like black men are more open. So it seems like the plus-size white women are like, black men accept me, so I'm going to just date black men because, you know, I guess you don't want to be feel torn down because women, I don't think can, women aren't really accustomed to a rejection. So I think it's a lot harsher on a woman to be rejected than a man, because a woman doesn't expect to be rejected. You know what I mean? So it's like they'll swear up and down, oh, I'm not attracted to white guys. And it's like, actually, white guys aren't attracted to you. You know what I mean? And so by default, you're going option B. That's how I personally feel. Like, you know what I mean? The reason why it plays out like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's like, it makes sense, but it's like, I don't think they'd be necessarily keeping it real when they're like, I'm not attracted to white guys. Oh, yes, you are. Your father's white. Yes, you are.
I strongly believe that that's why you see a lot of bigger white women with black men.
You
see it almost a lot lately. Like, that's all you see. That's all you see. You would never really, hardly ever see a big white woman with a white man, unless he's on the big side, too. And that's the only time when I really, really see that. But if you ask them, are they attracted to white men, they will tell you yes. Like, they like white men too, and they like black men. But, you know, black men seem to go for them more, so that's what they typically date. So, that is true.
Yeah. I don't think it's, I'm just wired different. I mean, I don't even know how people look at a person and be like, oh no, I don't date like that race of people. Like, I'm not into. I don't even know what's going through a person. I can't even comprehend what's going on in a person's mind to think that way. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's I don't know. Well, I guess you could tell me, since you say you aren't attracted to white men. Like, what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your mind when you look at a white guy that makes you, like, not attracted to them?
It's not like I haven't tried to talk to a white guy. I have. And it's just, it's like when you talk to them, it's different. You can't use, you know, slang or anything around them because they don't understand it. And you can't really relate to each other. So it's a little different. It is a little different. And I just felt awkward, and I love black men. What can I say? Now, it's not like I haven't tried Hispanic and, you know, Italian and all that, of course. But I think, you know, white men is probably the only thing, the only men I have not dated. I have tried, but it just doesn't seem to work. And I attract white men, too, which is really surprising. But I can't get jiggy with it. I just can't.
So if you were to become single, you couldn't see yourself, like, giving, you know, dating a white guy, like giving a white guy a shot, like switching it up, like, you know, it's like, I'm going to give this guy a shot. He's
always
different.
I'm always open to anything. So if there is a white guy that we click and we bond, then I would be okay with it. It's not like I would say never. I'm always open to trying different race, always. So, you never know.
Would you be okay with having interracial children?
Yeah.
Okay. If you can say yeah to that, then that means you're totally open. Like, you don't have anything against it, really. Like, you don't have anything against dating a white guy, you know.
I never have.
But that's cool. That's cool that you could actually say that. You know what I mean? Even though, to play devil's advocate, like, I can understand when people are like, they don't want mixed children. Like, I get it. It's like, you know, if you take pride in, like, your family's legacy and tradition and, like, your race and all of that stuff, like, you don't have to be, like, necessarily racist to, like, think like that. Like, oh, no, I don't have nothing against this group of people or that group of people, but I want my child to be a natural white, black, Hispanic, whatever, like, the rest of my family is. Like, I get it. And I don't really have a knock to it, as long as you're not a person that, like, looks down or treat people of different cultural backgrounds and stuff differently based on, like, their nationality, their skin tone, stuff like that. Because then you're racist. You know what I mean? The only thing is that you want to keep it, you know, the bloodline, you know, flowing the way it's been, traditionally it's been the last X amount of ancestors been strictly white, strictly Mexican, strictly black, like whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's cool, you know, but if, like, you know, if you're, like, you know, dropping N-bombs and stuff when you're talking to your friends about black people, or you're using the C-word when you're talking about white people to your black friend, you know what I mean? Like, see, that's a whole nother issue right there. You know
right.
what I mean? And I don't want a part of that energy. I don't want no parts of none of that energy, regardless of who or what group, towards what group or whatever. You know what I mean? Because I feel like we all need to treat each other with respect and have compassion for, you know, each other regardless of the race and stuff. You know what I mean? That's just me personally. And like I was saying, like, it could be Chinese woman, whatever, like, you know what I mean? Black, white, you know what I mean? Now, I will say, I would, you know, prefer a sister just because, like, I'm black and I'm so accustomed to black culture because I grew up in a city that's, like, 90, 95% black or something crazy like that. Like, it's, yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm so used and accustomed to, like, black culture that I just feel more of a connection with people of, you know, that I relate to more. But don't get it twisted. If it's like a great white woman or, you know, satisfactory black woman, I'm going to go for the great white woman. You can better believe that. Like, I'm not racist or prejudiced or nothing. Like, I do have jungle fever. I see white women all the time. I'm like, oh, man, she is bad. You know what I mean? It does not matter. It does not matter to me. It really doesn't. And it feels good to be able to say that. It feels good to be able to say that. Even though with a lot of black men, it don't matter anyway. Like, black men, we're like the least judgmental group. But a lot of times, like, a black guy might be like, well, he would smash or whatever, but not necessarily want a relationship. Like, he wants to use, oh, she's white, she'll do this for me, she'll do that for me, she's easy to control. And it's not like that with me. It's just like, she's a great woman regardless of the race. Let's go ahead and give this thing a shot. So I think that's what kind of separates me a little from, like, you know, some of the other guys, basically. Yeah. These types of conversations are always interesting, though. You know, just breaking it down, trying to get an understanding. That's what it's all about, you know, trying to get an understanding. You know, as I say on the show many a times, men will never know what it's like to be a woman. Women, y'all will never know what it's like to be a man. You can take all the hormone pills and, you know, do sex changes, whatever you want to do. Like, you'll never know what it's like to be the, you know, opposite sex. So it's like, we need to have these conversations to get a better understanding. Also, I'll never know what it's like to be a white guy, a white person. A white person will never know what it's like to be black. They can only know from the outside looking in. So all these types of conversations, you know, it's good to have them. It's good to, you know, just build some type of understanding between each other. You know, that's what it's all about. That's why we do this. You know what I mean, Nezzy?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's good to have a better understanding of it.
Yeah, for sure. And so, with that said, we about to go on and get out of here. I want to play the commercial, though. We ain't played the commercial in a while. Can you, you're engineering tonight. Can you find that commercial? You know, I want to play the commercial before the outro. You know, just need to, you know, play that every now and then. You know what I mean? Just program it in everybody's heads. You know what I mean? Like, you know, All the
ones talking like a white guy.
Why do you swear I'm talking? Wait. So basically, if you try to pronounce your words correctly, you're talking like a white person, right? That's pretty much right.
No, is that like your whole voice changed? It was so.
I mean, I had to try to hide the accent. Look, I got a strong Baltimore accent. I don't want to use my Baltimore accent on a commercial because it's going to seem ghetto. Like, I don't want to sound ghetto on a commercial. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, I need to try to pronounce my words right and stuff. You feel me? Because not everybody that's listening is from BMO or, you know what I mean, or, you know, really down with the slang talk or whatever. Like, I need to try to, you know what I mean? I might scare away potential sponsors or something. You know, I get to using my accent. I got to, you know. Not for the commercial.
Oh, wow.
I wonder if you, like, move, if you move to BMO and live there for a while, would you, like, ever develop a BMO accent? I think, like, you're stuck, like, in your, your proper little whatever thing that is you got over there. It's like, you're not super proper. Like, you got some ghetto-ness to you, but you don't have, like, that BMO swag, definitely. Like, totally different. You got that county swag. You got that county swag. You know what I mean? I wonder if, like, you came to BMO for, like, say, 3-4 years. Would it grow on you? And, like, would you start, like, talking ghetto and pronouncing your words different?
I doubt it.
That would
I
be
really do.
To see.
I doubt it.
Did you find a commercial yet? Did you pull it up?
I have.
You said you got it?
Yeah.
Alright, so you know, we're about to get out of here. We're gonna try to air next Tuesday at 10 PM. But
yeah,
you know, we'll do our best. You know, Nizzy's crazy work schedule and my crazy schedule. We gonna try. You know what I mean? So, you know, that way, you know, you know when to tune in case you want to tune in live in real time. You know what I mean? So, we're definitely pushing for next Tuesday at 10 PM Eastern Time. But this time of year, it's hard to make any guarantees. You know what I mean, Nizzy?
Yeah, definitely.
And so if it's not going to be on a Tuesday at 10, it will probably be on a Wednesday at 10 or 10:30. Wednesdays are like a crazy busy day for me, so you might get a 10:30 Wednesday show instead of a 10. You know what I mean? So you just got to bear with us, rock with us. All the show information, like all of our contact information and stuff, like, you know, we play both on a commercial, which Nizzy is going to play before she plays the outro. All the information is on the commercial and the outro. You know what I mean? So you'll know how to, you know, stay tuned with us, and you can keep in touch. You can, you know, you email us, or you can inbox us, you know, on Facebook, you know what I mean, to get any updated information or anything, you know what I mean? And definitely for the people that want to be guests, or interested in being a potential guest, you know, you can get at us all the information. Once again, it's mentioned in the commercial and the outro, which both are about to play once we wrap up. You know, we're going to be doing some more interviews as we wind it down on the end of 2017. We'll be, you know, doing some more interviews and, you know, trying to expose some talented, skilled people or just people that just are interesting, funny, whatever you bring to the table. You know what I mean? Anything that's intriguing, like, you know, definitely welcome to come on as a guest. All you got to do is get at us. You know what I mean? The show information is all mentioned in the commercial and the outro. So with that said, that's our show for tonight. Signing out is your boy Tay Real.
And I am Nizzy Nang.
We'll catch y'all next week. Hopefully next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. More than likely, but if not, it'll probably be Wednesday at 10 or 10:30. We out.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Tay Real, and right now you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch It's Real Talk Radio by logging on to itsrealtalkradio.com. It's Real Talk Radio is now on your favorite podcasting sites, including iTunes and Stitcher. Just go to search and type in It's Real Talk Radio. You can find us on all our social media platforms by searching itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. Our call-in number is 347-838-9540. Why listen to us? Because we give you real talk with real people. It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly, we keep it real. Hashtag, it just got real. Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio, but not just a brand.